All right. Thanks so much. All right. Well, let's get back to talking about Donald Trump's immigration speech last night more specifically. And I want to welcome into the conversation Rachel Kemp. She's an investment banker from Dorchester and the only person of color on the Republican State Committee. Rachel Kemp, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much. I'd like to make one clarification before we go forward. Not an investment banker yet. I don't have my Series 79, so I am technically a representative agent. So just a little clarification.
No, the details matter and point well taken. Thank you very much. I mean, what would your parents were immigrants. Donald Trump's speech last night was all 100% about immigration. What was your reaction to what you heard?
Well, what I heard, and this is where Americans really need an education on immigration policy, is that he's hearkening back to 1954 when we had Operation Wetback, where there were mass deportations, but it also was a call to use the laws that we currently have on our books. And unfortunately, you know, the whole immigration crisis has gone on too long, where there are families, there are children that are involved, but American immigration law has zero tolerance for people who are here illegally. Mm. And under the Obama administration, we've had the luxury, so to speak, of having policy discretion where we've been able to say there are exemptions to deportation policies. And that is what is happening today.
What do you make of the fact that yesterday it seems as if we heard from two different types of Donald Trump? One version in Mexico when he was visiting with the president of Mexico, and the other last night in Phoenix. Is what he said last night going to alleviate the concerns or the discomfort that some Republicans have with him, or that some independent voters who may not know exactly who they want to vote for, but they feel their concerns? I mean, do you think he said anything to alleviate that or only heighten those concerns?
Well, he's the conversation in Phoenix was Donald Trump. I mean, he said he has stuck to his policies, very little change from his previous statements to what he said last night. When he was in Mexico, that was an opportunity for him to demonstrate that he did have the ability to be statesmanlike, to be a diplomat, to stand on the largest international stage. So he was, in one breath, he was taking a little bit of the argument away from Hillary Clinton's campaign, where they're saying that he doesn't understand how to be a statesman. He tried to demonstrate that last night. But then when he was in Phoenix, he was speaking to the American public. He was speaking to people who have real concerns. And it actually was his first very clear public policy statement.
Did any aspect of his speech, even though he didn't, I mean, he'd made overtures to, once again, to African-Americans and Latino voters, saying that he believes his version of immigration reform would actually assist them in terms of jobs and other government benefits, not other government benefits, but protecting benefits for Americans. But other folks reacted to the speech as a whole, saying even though he didn't outwardly express any racist views, they still found it to be racist.
Well, I believe that Mr. Trump has a very limited understanding of the community of color. When it comes to the community of color, their core values are so much like what we as Republicans believe that freeing up or allegedly or potentially freeing up social services because you've deported people is not going to have a significant or material impact on anyone's life.
I'm going to have to stop you there, Rachel Kemp of the Republican State Committee of Massachusetts. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.